Steve Dobson is the rider of bike number 55, the iconic Z1R Mark 1. And Steve, just wanted to catch up with you quickly because we had a good chat about the bike. This bike has a very sentimental attachment for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I bought one of these when I was 16. Used my cousin's license, so, and this isn't the actual bike, but I found one and then, yeah, built it into a race bike.
And this is what you would call, I'm not being disrespectful here, this is a budget racer, isn't it?
Yeah, I've done it on the cheap as best I can, but I've got a Birrell motor, so, you know, it's a really good reliable motor, not big horsepower, 114 horsepower, so, you know, it gets me through the weekends, it's good.
And you've managed to be very careful with your money by buying some parts that should have cost you a lot of money but actually didn't because you shopped around a lot.
I sort of looked into other blokes' bikes like Peter Guest's and Carl Corp's bike and saw the equipment they had on there, like the componentry, and utilised what I could get off eBay, like a set of triple clamps for $38 with the Z1300s, and they fitted perfectly and they do the job.
And what about the swing arm? That's a good story too.
Swing arm was $18, but I'm not going to tell you exactly. You know the story, but we won't tell everyone about it.
No. And what other change you had to make? Obviously, you had to change the 17-inch wheels.
Yeah, 17-inch wheels. Well, that's why I stuck with the same manufacturer from the wheels to the swing arm, so it was all simplified.
Right.
And put a bottom carrier brake down there because of the shocks that took up where the brake carrier would have gone on the top. That was the only modification there. I built it in 2011 in May. I finished it, but Trevor didn't get the motor to me until a week before the Island Classic in 2012, and that was my first race meeting.
Yeah, and I remember it well because I photographed it in the in the pits that day, that weekend. And it's funny because I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Honda man, as you know. But that bike reminded me so much of the Ross Hannon, Ralph Hannon Z1R that Graham Crosby used to ride. And you've gone to great lengths to retain that sort of original look, haven't you?
Yeah, I love that. There's several riders I used to love watching, and Crosby was probably the number one rider. Robbie Phillips has been a good mate all the years. AJ and Wally Campbell, and then Wayne. You know, I followed what Wayne did overseas and stuff. So,
yep. And the bike is original, even down to the key that opens the little panel in the back to take the seat on and off.
Original seat and seat lock. Yep. Yep.
And do you have any sort of idea of how much it has cost you?
$23,000. That's everything, 23 grand for the engine, the bike, the works.
And that's to run a bike in the top 10 in period 5, the most competitive class in Australia.
Yep, and this year I was actually in the International Challenge, which was it blew me away. That was awesome.
Steve, I'll let you get back to it. I know you've got a race, but I really wanted to talk to you and just and get the story, because lots of people think that you've got to spend, you know, a house worth of money to have fun out there, but you don't, do you?
No, Phil, that's my 50th birthday present. I built it all myself, apart from the engine, and I'm having the best fun, in the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen. Great to talk to you. Have a great rest of the weekend. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.